Radio City Talk.
Oh, me and Radio Desk Jay. Never quite mixed, have they?
My mic on, Steve.
Yeah, so there you go. You're not on. The desk isn't on.
How long have you been doing this now?
It's a new breed of radio. I should never talk to anyone before I go on air.
Yeah. Oh. You should have learned that in journalism school, Steve.
Okay. We're into the midst of middle January 2018. How is Liverpool coping in terms of what it's got on for us at the moment?
There's tons going on. Lots going on, as always. Building up to, of course, Valentine's Day is coming up. We got St. Patrick's Day, of course, in March. So lots of info on both of them online on theguideliverpool.com. Something happening on Saturday, though. Did you watch ITV last night? They crowned the nation's favourite dog. It was a Labrador.
Really?
Now, I know you're a dog lover.
Absolutely.
Labrador, then I think Jack Russell was in there in the top 10. Pugs as well were in there. And if you've got a pug or you love pugs, this Saturday, a Huss on Tyburn Street, which is a great little venue, they're putting a pug party on. So it's a pug cafe. This is a national event.
Only pugs allowed?
Only pugs allowed, and humans, if you love pugs. But they got everything from pup cakes, I think it is, bark scotty, dog nuts, pug cookies, and free pugaccino if you come with your pug. So that's food for dogs, for the pugs. Lots for the humans too.
You get dog food if you turn up.
You get dog food, basically. You can turn up for 70-minute slots, so they've got 70-minute slots throughout the day. You need to book if you want to go. So if you've got a pug or you're a pug lover, then get to Huss on Tyburn Street.
A pug cafe, that's fascinating, isn't it? Should not be a lab cafe about then?
Well, maybe that's the next one. Maybe your lovely wife Jane could do it, because obviously she loves the dogs. If you've got a pug, head to Huss on Saturday.
That's a fantastic little initiative. Tell us about this programme on the TV then. So a lab was crowned the best dog.
That was number one. I think mixed breed was number two, and I think Jack Russell was number three.
I might have seen this in the paper. I'm just trying to... I didn't realise what this was when I actually got to it in the paper before. So it's saying it's the nation's most loved
nation's
dog.
Nation's most loved dogs, yes. So your favourite
find it
dogs.
Anymore. There we
go. Yeah, there's 100 of them, so check it out. We'll put the list on the Guide Liverpool.
Okay, if you've got a pug, get down to that pug cafe. Let's move on then. What else have we got to come up? So 2018 in Liverpool.
Well, 2018, obviously last week they'd done this big announcement, which you were talking about. Liverpool 2018, it's 10 years since Capital of Culture. Of course, 2008. It was mega. It was massive. How can you ever top it? Well, this year, the team at Culture Liverpool are planning to do just that. They've got tons happening. Lots of the usual favourites. So, like, Lymph is, of course, back in July, the big music festival. Africa Oyey returns. The Tall Ships are coming back. Tons of all of our favourite things happening, but lots of new stuff as well. We spoke to Claire McColgan, who's head of Culture Liverpool, to tell us more.
We always have an incredible year in Liverpool. So, this is just the next big year, but it marks a very significant anniversary, which is obviously 10 years since European Capital of Culture. So it's a moment for us to really look at ourselves as a city and also galvanise everyone in the city to kind of start talking the city up and doing what we do very well anyway.
Can you believe that's 10 years since
Capital of Culture?
Because we were involved, weren't we? I was stood next to Mike Storey when we actually got the announcement that we would be Capital of Culture, so I remember even the years before
when
that.
When was it announced? It was announced like 2003 or something, was it?
It was a long time before. 2000, maybe just after that, maybe a couple of years after. 2005 seems to ring a bell with me. But I stood down there at the Empire Theatre when we learnt we were going to get it. And then, of course, we spent those years planning it. It happened in 2008. And look at where we are now.
But so much happened that year. So many big events. We had the Giants. We had the big giant spider that come. Of course, the MTV Music Awards were here at the Echo Arena, which opened that year. Liverpool One opened. It was a massive, massive year. And what they're doing this year, trying to kind of echo that. So they've got 40 events, 40 festivals happening across 2018. They start as soon as the end of this month. So we're starting a big Chinese celebration at the end of this month. We got a brand new Irish festival coming to Liverpool. It's called Irish Fesh. And it takes over the waterfront, lots of stages, lots of Irish culture and music.
That'll probably work in this city.
That'll work really well. Massive Irish community. That is on the 7th of July. As I mentioned, the Tall Ships with Garter is back, the Bordeaux Wine Festival, and Feast of Fire as well is something I'm looking forward to. This is a week-long celebration of all things fire at St. George's Hall. So it's transforming St. John's Gardens into a kind of magical wonderland of music, art and fire. So that is coming up in April. But there's a full list online on theguideliverpool.com.
It's almost impossible to match 2008, isn't it?
I am hearing some rather large whispers that something is returning that could be pretty spectacular.
Some big stuff that we've had before?
Yes, possibly, yes.
Right, okay. The Terracotta Warriors are
Terracotta,
coming, aren't they?
They're coming.
That's the one.
But it's going to be a big year, Liverpool 2018.
All right, getting fit in January, it's on everyone's agenda. Have you seen all those little signs everywhere for Weight Watchers, you know? Weight Watchers Classic. They seem to just emerge in January.
Everyone is trying at the moment. Are you trying? Are you going to the gym or?
I'm generally fit. I don't need to worry about it. No.
See, I've kind of been trying. I'm doing dry air January.
Right.
And trying to stick to my diet. But there's a few alternative ways you can keep fit around the city. If you don't fancy going to the gym's a chocker in January. Liverpool Wake Park is on the Albert Dock. Wakeboarding, of course, is a cross between snowboarding and water skiing, and it happens on the Albert Dock. They've got a cable tow that pulls you along the water. Have you seen it?
No, I like the idea of that.
Fantastic, and anyone can get involved. So this month they're saying it is literally open to anyone, to beginners, to all ages, all levels, and you can go down and get fit, pulling a wakeboard, standing on a wakeboard in the water by the... A bit chilly, though, I think.
Have you tried water skiing before?
No. I've
tried
it
in the Caribbean. It's pretty hard work. Just getting up is hard work. Once you're up, that's absolutely fine. But it can pull all sorts of areas of your body.
which we don't want.
I would imagine wakeboarding might be a bit similar.
But it does look good. And as I say, any ages, any level, I might give it a go myself. Put a wetsuit on.
Get fit or get a muscle strain down there.
As well as that bike and go. So you can hire a bike across different Merseyrail stations in the city. Just £3.80 for 24 hours. You can hire a bike, take it wherever you want. So New Brighton, you can do this. Mm. Southport, Sefton Park, Liverpool City Centre, dotted around everywhere. We got more info online on that.
That's the same bikes that you'll see out the front of the Lime Street station as well,
yes,
is it?
Yes, so you can, yes.
They've been here for a few years now. Seem very popular as well.
They do. Well, we done it last year. We done a little video for them down on New Brighton Prom. It was brilliant. I nearly ended up in the Mersey at one point. But yeah, very
Jay
good.
Jay on a bike, like
keeping you fit.
Right, this week's venue of the week is...
It's got to go to Smuggler's Cove on the Albert Dock, Liverpool's pirate-themed restaurant and bar. You walk in, you're kind of instantly transformed into this oldie-worldie feel of pirates and all sorts going on. We spoke to one of the guys there. They've got a world record.
We've got 151 different rums, and we are constantly increasing that. It is a Guinness World Record. We've got the certificate up here. We've got the most expensive one, which is the Appleton 50-year. £110 a shot. Was brought out to celebrate the Jamaican independence.
Yeah, partial to a little bit of rum.
It's nice rum, isn't it?
Yeah, when the weather's hot.
I like the rum spiced and coke. Rum. Well, rum and coke is nice. They've got 151 varieties of rum available at Smugglers Cove, and that is the world record for most varieties of rum on the planet. Which is incredible.
No.
It is, yeah.
Anywhere.
Anywhere in the world. You've got the world record for it.
Have you had a go at it?
Of course. I think I've done 149. But all this month down at Smuggler's Cove, they've got, it's not January, it's Rumuary with a big rum sale on. So go and check it out, Smuggler's Cove on the Albert Dock.
That is our venue of the week. Plenty more online, of course, theguideliverpool.co.uk. You doing well with your dry January, are you?
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm getting there. I've got twice a week now, which is okay.
You're looking healthy.
Thank you.
Jay, thank you very much indeed. TheGuideLiverpool.co.uk for everything that is going on around our wonderful city.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.